And from Melaleuca, Kwame joins me in the studio this morning. Kwame, welcome to our humble abode.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here again.
Yeah, I know. It's been about a year since I last saw you when we were at the coffee shop there in, Cavanagh Street?
That's correct. That was about this time last year, actually.
Yeah.
This is becoming a bit of an annual gig, really, for us, isn't it?
Yeah. We'll have to make it more frequent, more often.
Absolutely.
Now, for the uninitiated, tell us what Melaleuca do.
Sure. So Melaleuca Australia, we are a not-for-profit organisation. We're based here in Darwin, Northern Territory brood. We provide a number of services for people from humanitarian or refugee backgrounds and also people who are migrants. And we support them to settle into the territory. And we recently, last year, became one of Australia's Workforce Australia providers. So we now also provide a generalist service to people looking for employment. But predominantly, our focus is people from culturally diverse backgrounds.
Okay, look, I've got to find out, is there an incentive for those new arrivals in Australia to locate to other regional parts of Australia other than being centralised, say, around Melbourne and Sydney?
No, not at all. So when a person arrives here in Australia and they are in Northern Territory, they have every right to choose wherever they live in Australia and they're free to move anywhere.
Okay.
So there is no incentive. However, there is an interesting way it all happens. So when people are, gone through their refugee journey and they are coming, they've been selected to come into Australia, they are given a choice if they have a link. And a link means they've got a family or a friend, a close connection, and they go where their links are. But if they don't declare a link, they come to Darwin. It means that they still can choose to move on if they identify a link anywhere else.
We're talking about Melaleuca, but there's Melaculture. What is that?
Melaculture is really exciting at the moment for us. Melaculture is a social enterprise that we established last year, and it is a learning restaurant based in Melaleuca, and it is fully staffed by people from culturally diverse backgrounds who are themselves learning. So the managers are learning to be managers one day. The people who work in the kitchen are learning to cook. The waiters, the people who perform on stage are also learning to be artists one day. And it is, it's open now. And then in a few weeks' time, we will start doing dinners and it will be open to the public. So it's a really exciting opportunity. It's a beautiful space to enjoy. If you haven't heard of it, do come check it out.
And the address once again?
24 McLaughlin Street in Darwin, but you do enter through the Cavanagh Street entrance.
Through Cavanagh Street, that's where you come. And you've jazzed it up a bit.
We've jazzed it up a lot. The anti-government supported us quite a bit. We've got a really funky architecturally designed roof, which was built by Hem Charlie. And we have got some beautiful designs in the courtyard, which was supported by Olive and Pink. And we've got a number of partners who have worked collaboratively to get that space looking pretty spick. So, yeah, it's
amazing. Well, it was very impressive last time I was there, so I can't wait to see the changes and have a coffee out of one of the caravans there you've got. It's a great little spot, so keep that in mind. And the coffee is absolutely delicious.
Yeah,
love it.
The coffee is great. We've got D-Town helping us a bit at the moment as well. Everyone's pitching in. It's amazing.
Well, let's have a feed, a cup of coffee, and see you at Melaleuca. Hey, Kwame, thanks for coming into Territory FM.
Thank you so much for having me. And hopefully it's not till next year. We'll catch up before then.
All right.